Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Hey, we made it. 2023. New year. Legendary you. This year, mood is legendary. All year, the mood, the energy is legendary, and you decide what legendary means to you. But I want to make sure of this, that your blood is pumping legendary, that when they check for your DNA, they get legendary. Your energy, your mood, all 2023 is legendary. So when you get knocked down, because it's going to happen, when your plans don't plan out, because it's going to happen, when things shake up, you get shaken up, it's going to happen. You just remind yourself that this year is legendary. Legendary doesn't mean perfect. Legendary doesn't mean everything's going to go right. Legendary doesn't mean smooth sailing. Legendary means that no matter what, by any means necessary, you're going to get it. By any means necessary, you're going to take what's yours. Because for too many years, for too long, you have been playing too small. And this is a conversation that I had with myself. So before you get off of here, don't take it personal, but take it personal. Right? I'm not attacking you. I'm not attacking your person. I'm not attacking who you are. But the truth is, if you're being real with yourself, because in 2023, if you want to change something with your life, if you want to take something to next level, you got to be real with yourself. You got to be real with yourself, because there's one person that you can't fake out, and that's you. But I want to tell you this. You've been playing too small. And I want to tell you, it's time right now to stop playing small. I'm in the sauna right now. We having a sauna session, me and you. I'm in the sauna right now recording this episode, and my whole mood is legendary, and my whole mantra this year for my team is stop playing small. Some people would say, Trent, man, but you've been having a legendary run. Trent, man, you've been doing great things. But I know in certain areas of my life, I haven't been giving my best. In certain areas in my life, I've been turned down a little bit. In certain areas in my life, I've been playing small. And I told myself, I made a decision, a real decision, and I'm programming my subconscious mind to understand it. Because, listen, we can just say these words, they're motivation, inspiration, but we go back to playing small 2 weeks from now. We go back to playing small a month from now. We go back to playing small when people put their opinion on us. We go back, nah, we ain't doing that. You ain't doing that no more. You didn't play small for too long. You didn't silence your greatness for too long. I'm talking to you. You know I'm speaking to your heart. You didn't keep that gift wrapped up for too long. God has already spoken that to your heart. God has given that to you. And you have silenced that gift. You haven't given that gift to no more. You unwrapping that gift this year. And this ain't going to be no just inspiration for a few weeks. You're going to stay locked in for the whole 365 for 12 months. You staying locked in. I ain't going to say it's going to be perfect, right? You're going to have some plans. They're going to go sideways. You're going to have some things happen to you that you can't control. But it's one thing that you can't control. You might not can control what the world gives you. You might not can control what life tries to put on you. But you for damn sure can control how you respond. And how you respond is legendary. It's time for you to stop playing small. I don't know what area in your life you've been playing small in, but you know. Maybe it's with your health. You've been playing small. Maybe it's with your business. You've been playing small. You've been having that business plan for 5 years. But you're waiting on the perfect time. Stop playing small. The perfect time is right now. You didn't have that vision. You didn't have that gift for years. It's been put in your heart. And you're still praying for God for signs. And God, give me opportunity. The opportunity has already been bestowed on you. This is the time, my friend, where you stop playing small. But Trent, I'm so afraid to leave people behind. You ain't leaving nobody behind. Those people chose to stay behind. And as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about this later on this week. But as a matter of fact, and I don't want to get too much into this, but you've been carrying people for far too long. That's why your life is heavy. You've been playing small because you've been having people depend on you. You've been enabling people instead of helping people. You've been playing small because when you don't play small, you say, you know what? I love you. I appreciate you, but I love you too much to have you depend on me. I love you too much to carry you on my back when you're capable to walk by my side. It is time for you to stop playing small. Maybe it's that podcast that you want to start, but you're comparing your life. You playing small by looking at everybody else's life. You being a watcher instead of being a worker. You being a wisher instead of being a worker. You in the stands watching everybody else get the most out of their life, do their thing, and you sitting there watching. It's time for you to stop playing small. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Because I need you to feel this. I don't need you just to hear this. I need you to feel this in your soul. I need you to stop playing small. Don't you know greatness is available for you? Don't you know there's a next level waiting on you? Don't you know phenomenal is waiting on you? Don't you know everything that God has for you is waiting on you? But you sitting here waiting on the perfect time. You sitting here waiting on permission from who? Waiting on permission from social media? Waiting on permission from your friends that's never done it? Waiting on permission from your parents that don't understand it? What you waiting on? Here's your permission. Stop playing small. Stop giving yourself excuses. Maybe you've been playing small in your relationship. Just kind of half-assing it. Doing the bare minimum. Just having it exist. Stop playing small. It's time to stop just existing in everything that you do. In everything that you do, it is time for you to stop just existing. When you have the choice to thrive, when you have the choice to live, when you have the choice to go for it, when you have the choice to get the most out of it, can't nobody stop you from doing that but you. I don't want to hear no but Trents. I don't want to hear, but Trent, you don't understand. I do understand this. You're playing small. And I know right now this might hit you in your soul a little bit, but there's a next level inside of you. There's a you inside of you that you haven't even met yet. There's a you inside of you that's begging to come out. There's a you inside of you that's waiting on you to walk into your full greatness, to walk into what's meant for you. There's a you inside of you waiting on you. Don't you realize that there's a next level of you? There's a greater you. There's the best you. All of those things, it's waiting. But you sitting here finding reasons not to do it. You sitting here finding reasons to discredit yourself. And for the last 5 years, for the last year, for your whole life, for the last decade, you have been playing small. No more. Were you afraid to offend people? Were you afraid to lose people? Were you afraid that people are going to talk about you? Let me tell you something right now. People are already talking about you. No matter how small you plan or how big you doing it, somebody talking about you regardless. Were you afraid somebody going to judge you? Somebody judging you right now. And you allowing them judgments to dictate your life. You're allowing those judgments to paralyze you. What you afraid of? You afraid of what comes with it? I understand sometimes it's scary of what comes with it, but I'm more afraid of not going to get it than being afraid of what comes with it. Because I'll take what comes with it. I'll take some criticism. I'll take some being misunderstood. I'll take some people talking about me. I'll take some people turning their back on me. But one thing is for sure, two things are for certain, I'm not turning my back on me anymore. And you have been doing that for far too long. You have been turning your back on you. You have been turning your back on you. You have been turning your back on the promises that you made. I know your energy is high. I know it's a new year, but most people are going to turn their back on the promises that they make once real life comes in effect. Once that emotion leaves, they're going to go back to those same habits. Once inconvenience shows up, they're going to lose the discipline, but not you. Not you. You ain't living by that no more, because you know why? You're making a decision right now to what? That's right. To stop playing small. Say it with me. I'm not playing small. Say it with me. I'm not playing small. Say it with me. I'm not playing small. Let people around you. I'm not playing small. You ain't playing small no more. Because you got a big dream. You got a big purpose. You got a big heart. You got a big mission. But you know what? You've allowed it to stay inside of you because you have been playing small. Can I tell you this? Can I be real with you? Can I be truthful with you? Can I get some truth to you? God didn't create you to play small. God created you to give your all. God didn't create you to play small. If God wanted you to play small, he would have made you an or something like that. God didn't create you to play small. God created you to live your best life according to the will and the purpose that he has for your life. This year is the year that you stop disrespecting God and you stop honoring people over God. Some of you, and I'm going to be real with you. And matter of fact, this is probably you. And I know this is going to hit you in the soul because it's hit me in my soul. But I'm here for you, right? We cool. Like we got a relationship, right? So you know I want the best for you. You know I see more in you. You know that I know that there's more to our life than what we're selling for. Because I'm living and I'm breathing and I'm being it this year. But I want to tell you this, man. Some of you, at some point in your life, you lost respect for yourself. You say, Trent, I respect mine. I respect me. I love myself. Let me ask you this question, my friend. If you respect yourself, then why is it always that you're turning your back on yourself? If you respect yourself, then why is it that you've always given up on yourself? If you respect yourself, then why is it that you always putting other people before you? If you respect yourself, why is it that you're not getting the most out of your life? Because truth is, and I don't know if this is true for you, but I know this is true for about 99% of people in this world. And this hit me in my heart years ago and it changed my life forever. Because I realized that I wasn't respecting myself. I realized that I was respecting other people more than myself. I was keeping promises to other people, as you should. I was keeping promises to other people more than I was keeping the promises to myself. I was staying committed to other people more than I was staying committed to myself. I was hungry to build somebody else's dream than I was to build my own. And that might be true for you. Because if you're sitting here being inconsistent, if you're sitting here coming with an on and off switch, and I get it, you're going to have your times, y'all. I understand that. You're going to have your times. You're going to have your seasons where you feel a little off. But if you are sitting here coming with an on and off switch with your own life, but you staying on to build somebody else's vision, to build somebody else's dream, to build somebody else's business, but you can't do it for yourself, you respect that person more than you respect yourself. And can I get a little real right here? Can I step on some toes right here? Some of y'all might turn off the podcast now. You might unfollow me, but I say this with all love and sincerity in my heart because this was a realization, a vision that came to me. And I realized like, damn, when it comes to consistency, y'all know I talk about consistency a lot. I always say, man, some of you, right? Have you been consistent to the wrong things? Because some of you say, I got a consistency problem. I'm going to touch on this for the thousandth time, but you don't have a consistency problem. You have an understand how important this is problem. You have a commitment problem. Problem. You have your life depends on it problem. You have that you don't understand that somebody needs you to step into your greatness problem. You don't realize what God has in your future problem. You have a lack of faith problem. You have a lack of vision problem. That's what you have. You don't have a consistency problem because you are too consistent at everything every single day that are small. You are too consistent at the wrong things for so long. You don't have a consistency problem. Some of us are more consistent at taking out the trash once a week than we are actually opening up the treasures in our own heart. Some of us are too consistent at the wrong things. Can I slow down for a second? You with me right now? If you with me right now, hit me up on my IG right now. Let me know. Go to Trent Shelton Podcast, the new IG for the podcast, and let me know. Get in my inbox at Trent Shelton and let me know. And say, I'm not playing small no more, Trent. This is the year that I'm not playing small, Trent. I'm not just motivated. This is truth. This ain't no just selling a dream. This is true. I'm not trying to sell you a dream. I'm trying to speak truth into your life. And the truth is, some of us will do something every single week, like taking out the trash, right? We will take out the trash and we will be consistent at taking out the trash. We'll be consistent with sweating in my eyes right now in the sun. Whew. We will be consistent at taking out the trash every single week. We won't miss a beat. We won't miss a beat at that job. Boss calls us, tells us to come in early. We up early. We set our alarm clock. We make sure we set three alarm clocks. And we there early. We there at their beck and call. Somebody else says, hey, I need this, and you have such a good heart. So I'm not telling you that that's wrong. But what I'm trying to expose to you is this truth. You can be consistent at taking out the trash every single week. You respect that trash. But you can't be consistent at opening up the treasures in your heart every day. You ain't respecting yourself. You got treasures in your soul. You got treasures in your soul. But some of us, we've kept that treasure box locked up. We kept that treasure box locked up, and then we live life complaining as if God didn't give us opportunity, as if God didn't give us a gift, as if God didn't give us talent. This is the moment that you stop playing small. You stop thinking small. You stop being around small. You stop being around small mindsets. You stop indulging in small conversations. Everything you do is big. Everything you do is major. Everything you do is legendary. No more small, man. No more. We've been doing that too long. And you know what? It is programmed us to have a small mind. We have small faith. We have small vision. We have small emotional resilience. We have small all things, man. And we sit there and we allowed ourselves to be programmed right there. We're not doing it no more. So if you're around small conversations, end it. End it. Stop indulging yourself in conversations that do nothing for you. Look at your text messages this past year. What y'all talking about? What those so-called friends talking about? They talking about elevating. They talking about taking it to the next level. They holding you accountable. They telling you not to play it small. Me and you, we have this conversation every single week. So you know what I'm bringing to you. But look at that text messages. Look at that feed. Look at your inbox. Look at your DMs. What you talking about? What your friends talking about? I'm not telling you to just disown your friends, but some of you need to limit the interactions with people who are playing it small, who are addicted to playing it small, because I'm going to tell you right now, small is contagious. I'm a Texas boy. Everything is big in Texas. We do it big. I just had to put that in there, by the way. That didn't have nothing to do with this podcast. I just thought I should mention, but I want to tell you that. You know what I mean? Small is contagious. You start having small conversations, you start doing small things, you start selling for small stuff, and you just stay there and you live a small life. And listen, I'm not saying financially it's small. I'm not saying, you know, you gotta have a huge follower account. Don't get it twisted, because small and not and small and major and legendary, that's a you thing. You decide what that is. Only you know that you're planning small in certain areas. Only you know that. Only you know the areas in your life that you need to level up. Only you know the areas in your life that you've been settling for less for far too long. And you've been suffering because you're choosing to settle instead of stop playing it small in your life. Only you know. But if you got small mindsets around you, guess who's going to be the fifth mindset? You got four small sets, you're going to be the fifth mindset. You're the one, you part of the circus too. And I had to have that conversation with myself, and I love those people, and I still love those people, and I would do anything for those people, but I'm not going to keep my presence around those people day in and day out. I'm not going to have conversation with those people because I know that leads me nowhere. Everybody in your life is a bridge. We talk about this. Where is it leading you to? Where is it leading you to? Where are these people leading you to? Where are these conversations leading you to? What is the time you're spending with these people, the environments leading you to? It is time for you to what? To stop playing small. And you wonder why you're uncomfortable. It's because you got a big dream, but you're limiting it. You got a big vision, but you're minimizing it. You got a lot of things that want to be added to your life positive. But you'll never get those things because you're keeping things in your life. You have made no room for what's meant for you because you're choosing to keep room in your life for things that are not meant for you, for things that you're choosing to settle with. This year is a year that you be legendary. I don't care how old you are. I don't care, you know, how many relationships you went through. I don't care what's on your track record. I don't care how many scars, flaws you have. Good. The more you went through, the more you can help people get through. Stop playing it small. I don't want to hear no more excuses. I don't want to hear Trent this and that, where I'm at financially, all of those things. And listen, I respect it. I understand it. But you got to stop playing small. When I had no finances to my name when I first started this, you know what? I was doing it small, but I was doing it major. I was doing it major because guess what?
I kept investing in myself. Guess what? I kept going. I kept doing what was necessary. I kept stepping up to the plate. I kept embracing my fears. I kept leaving. I left people behind who chose to stay behind. I kept moving forward. I didn't quit. I didn't fold. I didn't give up. And soon enough, those small things became major. Soon enough, the following that was zero became over 15 million people across the world because I decided to stop playing small. So what we talking about today? What we going to do? What we doing today? You let me know. I want to know what we doing. I'm going to keep making these podcasts the rest of the year just to make you feel good, for you to post it on social media and say, oh man, listen to this podcast, it's great, but you don't activate anything. I said this last week and I'm going to say it again. Too many of us, we're addicted to information. We have all this information that we're taking in, all the new podcasts, all the new books, and I love all of those things. I'd rather you do it than not do it. But some of us, we have addiction to information input, but we're not addicted to action and output. Slow down for them, Trent, so they can feel you. Slow down so they can feel you. Some of us, this was me at a point in my life, you're addicted to information input. Meaning that you think it's the next book, it's the next conversation, and it might be. That might be the breakthrough. But I promise you, you probably already have inside of you. Some of us, we searching in the world, we searching online, and we need to rediscover, research, and go on an intrinsic journey in ourselves to actually find what we're looking for. You ever have something in your hand, and you like your keys, and you're looking for your keys, but they're right there in your hand, you looking so hard, and you just look down, it's right there? Some of us, we're in that exact position. We looking so hard for validation when you already been valued. You looking so hard for approval. You looking so hard for opportunity when you create your opportunity. You looking for somebody to support you when you can support yourself. You got all the support you need. You got God. You got a mission. You got a voice. You got everything that you need. How do you know, Trent? Because I had that at rock bottom. I got this out the mud. So can't nobody take that away from me. Can't nobody tell me, oh, Trent, you were given nothing. Nah, I built it. I built it because I decided to stop playing small. I didn't want to die small. I didn't want to die with what ifs. I didn't want to die with, man, just with daydreams. Nah, I wanted to make sure that I live my dreams every single day. I'm going to tell you right now, I love being awake because my life when I'm awake is much better than what I dream. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what I want for you. But it starts with you right now making that decision to say, you know what, bro? You know what, Trent? I got you, dog. I got you, Trent. I'm not playing small no more. And I want you to understand why you got to stop playing small. Because some of y'all that got kids, you know what? You're going to end up, oh man, this is going to hurt some feelings. Y'all know I love you. I love you. I love you. These are conversations I have with myself so I can have it with you. You know, this is all love. You know, I'm being straight up with you, but I gotta keep it 1,000 with you. Some of you are playing so small, you're going to develop small-minded kids. You're going to develop small-minded kids. I'm not trying to brag on myself, but I'm in my legendary mode. Everything I touch this year is going to be legendary, major, major. Maybe not in your eyes, but in my eyes, it's going to be major. And I'm not trying to brag on myself, but my kids ain't got to look far. My kids don't have to look far. They don't got to look far. You know, my baby girls are babies. My son is 14 years old. He ain't got to look far to find an example of a person and people that is not doing it small. He's not going to have the mindset of small because he's around a father and a mother that doesn't accept doing things half-ass, doesn't accept doing things just to get by, doesn't accept just living day-to-day, just living day-to-day just to die. Nah. So when the teacher tells him that he needs to tone it down a little bit and play a little smaller, you know what he do? He step up and play a lot larger. And that's going to be some of you when you make this decision. People are going to be offended. People are going to be kind of, they're going to be bothered by you. But when they bother by you, you got to make sure you stay unbothered. When they bother by you and telling you that you change and telling that, oh, you're different now. And why you go to the gym so much? Why you eating healthy? Why you switch it up? Why you doing like this now? Oh, you change. When they get bothered, you got to make sure you stay unbothered. Because it ain't meant for them to get. Those are people that keep wanting to make you play small because they playing small. So when you playing major, when you playing large, when you decide not to be addicted to small no more, then they ain't going to get it. They ain't going to understand it. So I want you to make a decision right now, and tell yourself, no matter what, no matter the circumstances, no matter the seasons, no matter what storm comes against me, no matter the injuries, no matter whatever,
I am no longer playing it small in my life. And only you know what that is. I would encourage you to write a list on how you've been playing it small. Again, maybe it's something that you've been wanting to do that you ain't doing. Maybe you're doing something you half-assing it. Maybe you got a gift and a talent, but you know what? God blessed you with, and you ain't even using it to its fullest capabilities. You just barely using, or you're just using it to get by, but you ain't really putting your all into it. You ain't really giving maximum effort, and you expecting full-time results. It don't work like that. Maybe playing small is being more present with your kids. You say, you know what? I want to make sure that I'm more present as a mother, as a father to my kids. Maybe it's to your spouse, to your husband, to your wife, to your boyfriend or girlfriend. Maybe it's giving back to the community. You say, man, I've been playing small with giving back to the community. You know what? I'm going to give out an abundance to the community. I don't care if I barely got a dollar to my name. I'm going to give back to people because I know when I bless those, I will be blessed back. So I don't know what it is for you and how you've been playing small, but this is the day that you stop doing it. I need you to send this to all your friends, all the people in your life. Maybe they don't get it. Maybe this is your announcement to them, like, hey, man, just listen to this. I ain't switching up. I ain't changing like towards you. I still got love for you, but I can no longer keep operating the way I've been operating. I can no longer allow my subconscious mind to keep on the same program, the same system that has allowed me to turn my back on my dreams, has allowed me to respect other people more than I respect myself, that has allowed me to get excited about a new year and then end up 2 weeks now going back to the same person, ends up being the same year as the last 10 years. Nah, this is the day that I change. Yeah, I get it. I know I was like that for the last decade. I understand I was like that for the last 5 years. I get it, but this is the day right now that everything changes forever. You can put a little pin. You can drop a little red pin right here on this day, on this calendar, because this is the day that everything changes for you, of course, with your permission. Of course, with your permission. But you have to give yourself permission with that. And I want you to find it. I want you to be real with yourself. This ain't about nobody else. This is about you, because I don't want you to die small. And I'm not, and understand, this is not about financial things, but maybe for you, you want some more financial freedom, but you've been playing small. Maybe for you, you want some more time freedom, but you've been playing small. You expecting to have all these things, again, with giving half-ass effort. Again, without actually putting in the work. Again, by being a watcher and a wisher and not being a worker. So maybe for you, say, no, I want some more financial freedom in my life. I want to move towards that. So you know what? I've been playing small. I've been putting limitations on my life. I've been spending too much. I haven't took care of my money. I haven't invested my money. I haven't saved my money. I've been spending my money trying to impress people that can care less about me. That's playing small. I'm not playing small like that. I'm not doing what everybody else is doing because that's playing small. I ain't going out no more like that because that's playing small. I ain't going to be on social media 6 hours a day unless it's purpose to it. If it holds no purpose to it, free myself from it because I'm doing things that hold no purpose to it. That's playing small. And some of us, we've been playing small. It ain't about just your life in general. It's about what you surround your life around, the actions that you take. See, some of us, you know, we can't even get up early in the morning. I'm not telling you got to be a morning person because I'm not, but let your boss call and tell you that you got to be there an hour earlier. Sure, you jumping up, you taking your shower, you getting up 2 hours early, make sure you get your coffee, stop by Starbucks, and you're there on time. But yet, when you make a promise to yourself, you say, you know what, I'm going to get up an hour earlier today. Oh, it snooze, I ain't got to get up because you don't understand what's riding on it. You don't understand what's dependent on it. You don't understand that, you don't realize that you're programming your subconscious mind to just accept average, to just accept small. It is time to change that. So if you can give your all to other people, and I'm not telling you to stop. Whoo, yeah. This is one, man. Y'all share this for me. This is one. This is one. This is the energy that I'm on all year. All year. Legendary. And I want you to be on the same energy. This ain't no cockiness. This is confidence. But you've been giving your respect to everybody else, and I love that. But you will run, skip, and jump at the begging need of somebody that's in authority in your life, aka a boss, aka somebody that maybe might have an opportunity that you want. And they tell you to do this and this. You hop, skip, jump. You do it with backflips. But yet, when it comes, it's February. It's going to be February 2nd, March, April, when the gym didn't turn down because everybody going back to how their subconscious mind is programmed. They going back to the regular, that dopamine hit of that new year is left, that excitement is left. When the excitement leaves, is your commitment going to stay? Holla at you. Holla at me. When your excitement leaves, y'all like, Trent, you on one today, bro. That sauna talk got you going. Yeah, I'm sweating like a mug. I'm holding my phone away from it because I don't want to sweat on the phone. But when that excitement leaves, is your commitment going to stay? You know what I mean? Maybe when you get fed a little bit, you know, maybe you make some strides, and I'm talking to myself with this. Maybe you make some strides, right? You're reaching your truths. We ain't setting goals this year, and this is another podcast coming up. We setting truths. We'll talk about that on another podcast. But you know,
Maybe you're making progression to where you want to be. You know what I mean? You're going down an ugly road of progression, but it's starting to look beautiful because you're starting to see, dang, you know what? I look good. Man, you know what? I didn't put in a little bit of extra work. I didn't put in some social media work. I didn't got in Trent's Impact Mastery Program. Text IMP to 817-242-2719. If you're listening to this, you know, within the proper time frame, I'm just dropping that in there. You know what I mean? Shameless plug. But I didn't took IMP Impact Mastery Program, and I didn't made some progression. I'm impacting some lives. I'm making some room on social media. I'm speaking here and there. You know, I'm doing it. And then I'm a little fool. I got a taste. And it's the problem with a lot of people, man. You got three types of people. You got the person that's going to play small regardless. They're going to hear this. They don't even realize, think that they're worthy of success. And I want to tell you that, oh, man, bro, I got so much to talk about. I got so much to talk about, girl. I want to just keep saying bro because, you know, you could be, you know, girl, bro. Y'all get me. That's just how I talk. But I got so much to talk about. I got so much to talk about. Can I have a few more minutes of your time? Just a few more minutes. I know you might got to go. You got to do something. But just a few more minutes of your time. Just give me a few. Just give me a few. Thank you. And I got to take a deep breath. I got to let this simmer in your soul a bit. But for a lot of us, as we go on this journey, and things start to happen for us. Let me talk about this while it's on my heart. Things start to happen for us. This is the second type of person. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back. A lot of us, and this is probably you, you don't feel you're worthy of success. So you're going to hear this and you're going to think, man, that sounds good, Trent, but I'm not worthy of success. You don't think you're worthy of it. You know, you look at your past, you look at your failures and you think, oh, because of my past, I'm not worthy of it. And you have low self-esteem because you allow other people to determine your self-esteem, which should be other esteem, but you have low self-esteem. Based upon your past experiences, based upon what the teacher told you, your parents told you, based upon how you came up. And you're like, Trent, I'm not worthy of it. And that's why every time you hear something that's true, and sometimes it makes you cry, and you feel it in your soul. Or you hear it in your mind, but you can't digest it in your soul. Because there's a part of you that doesn't believe that you're worthy. And I've been there. There was a part of me at times where I felt like I'm not worthy of certain things because I'm not a perfect human being. I'm not worthy of what everybody has because they look perfect because I'm comparing my life. And I'm living in comparison so much when I first started out. And I'm like, man, like, I don't deserve this success because I'm not like them. I don't look like them. I don't talk like them. I don't walk like them. There's not an example of what I'm trying to do in my space, so I must not be worthy of this success. Can I tell you this? Oh, my gosh. Maybe I'm just speaking to myself in here. But can I tell you this? Can I tell you this, my friend? That's a disease of playing small. When you start comparing your life, unhealthy comparisons, and you start having these unhealthy comparisons dictate how you feel about yourself, that's a form of you playing small. You not feeling worthy of your success. And I know this is way deeper than just words, but that's a form, that's a disease of you playing small. I hope that you can become this person that no longer has this disease of playing small, that no longer has this disease of accepting less. But hopefully this episode can cure you a bit. And you can walk into and decide to say, I am through playing small. I am worthy of success. I am worthy of love. I am worthy to live my best life despite.
Whatever you want to put after despite, despite. I am worthy of success. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of living my best life. These are mantras that you need to repeat to yourself. You need to record yourself and sleep with these mantras going through your head so your subconscious mind can get it. Because you're hearing it right now. But I need you to digest it and believe it. I need you to change. I need you to change. I need you to create change in your cells. Because a lot of our cells right now are playing small cells. We need legendary cells to take over our body. You know, I don't know about the body that much and that in depth. I ain't no scientist or whatever you want to call the person that knows all about the body. But I know some of us, and probably you, you got some cells of playing it small. I need you to delete those cells. And I need you to start creating cells of being legendary. And when I say that word, how does that make you feel? When I say legendary, do you automatically dismiss yourself? Are you thinking like, okay, Trent, I hear you, but I'm not legendary. Like, I'm just little old me. Nah. You legendary, you. You kill that disease of playing small. That little old me crap, that's playing small. And this is the year when ain't no more little old me. This the year that says, this is me. And I'm here, I'm present. I'm fully present. And I'm stepping on anything that gets in my way, respectfully. I'm not slowing down, I'm not backing down for nothing. I didn't allow my life to be wasted for far too long. But no more. I want the best for you. And I know the best is available to you. Go get it. Go claim it. And settle for nothing less. Remember, doing things that hold no purpose is playing small. So you ask yourself that question this whole year. My favorite question in the world that I ask myself. My favorite prayer. But my favorite statement. My favorite question. And we'll end with this. What purpose does this hold? And if I say this holds no purpose and I continue to spend my life and my time in it, then that disease of playing small is taking over my body. But if I say, man, it holds no purpose and I don't waste no time on it, I know that I'm living a legendary life. But like I tell you at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. If this touched your heart in any way, you might say, Trent, if I share this, nobody's going to care. That's playing small. The first step of you not playing small is to share this episode if it touched your heart, if you feel like it's value to anybody. Because I want you to know that if you share something, people should listen. Maybe they're not listening now, but they're going to listen. And I want you to get that in your DNA. Because when I share something, people know that it's real, that it's true, that it's impactful. And I need you to start operating like that. I love you. I appreciate you. Again, we have started an Instagram for the Straight Up Podcast. Trent Shelton Podcast is the Instagram. It used to be Rehab Time, so some of y'all might already follow, but we're making that the podcast Instagram, okay? So make sure you follow, get in there, ask questions. Again, on Fridays, we're going to do Fast Fridays where I answer y'all's questions. All of these things, man, I don't want to spend too much time on it. We're doing a lot of cool things. Impact Mastery Program is coming. If you're listening to this live, it's coming. You know what I mean? So make sure you're in the text message community. It's going to be legendary. I'm tired of seeing people giving y'all the wrong information, selling your dreams. I'm going to give you that truth. I've been doing this for 13 years. I'm one of the biggest speakers in the world in this thing, one of the most impactful people. And that's me humbly saying that. And I want to be able to show you how to impact lives, not sell you some BS, you know, trendy thing. I want to give you truth. Okay. So if you're a person that says, I want to live in my truth, I want to stop playing small, and I want to walk into my calling and actually share my purpose and impact other people as I impact myself, make sure you're in that text message community, 817-242-2719. Make sure you're in my inbox. I got to get off the sauna because I'm about to pass out. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to get away from the distractions of the protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. Yeah, look. Through life struggles, all we seeking is peace. It's in my head and my belief. Most of us feel the same, but it's something that's hard to reach. Not a subject they don't teach, and it's deeper than just sitting with a drink by the beach. Cause I'm learning in life. Ooh. It's keeping calm when adversity strikes. It's when you working and you earning your stripes. It's showing love, that's a word to my haters. I deal with life by slowing down out in nature. Taking walks on my own, talk to God. And yes, Lord, I thank you. It's when you can't find many reasons, but you still being grateful. Might be viewing it wrong, stop making peace such a heavy thing. Start looking within, try loving everything.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
The world might try to take it, your job might try to take it, your girl might try to take it, but God always embracing your flaws and your pain and your hurt. Protect your peace, but it's gonna take us some work. Cause what I'm knowing now, it's not always about speeding up. Sometimes we gotta slow it down. Everything that's going up eventually is going down. Embrace it all, ain't no secrets. To me, finding joy in the darkness, that's what peace is. So we can run or just acknowledge the storm. I don't trip, cause this will pass, keeping calm in the storm. Knowing on the other side, the sun rays bring a blessing. So hold on to your faith and please protect it.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies, so many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy
to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.